50 Shades of South Auckland. As I stood in the wind's queue and thought up reasons why I can't work, a sweet smell drifted past my squashed down nostrils. It was a mixture of weed, sweat, and Lynx Africa. I turned, and there he was. Hemi. With his baggy pants halfway down his ass, our eyes met. Even though he had 4 teeth missing from a fight at Hunter's Corner, I yearned for him to fill the lonely hours between Dr. Oz and Sticky TV. As he approached me with his half-tattooed arms hanging above his 20-year-old rugby shorts, his smile instantly told me it was dull day. I knew then and there that my Supre jeggings would be hanging off the lampshade after a long, romantic dinner at KFC tonight. But we couldn't wait for the night. Oh my. He was soon lifting me up onto the paper recycling bin behind New World. He had already tied his rotty to a post in the alleyway so we would not get disturbed, even though there was a homeless guy watching us with one hand down his pants. We didn't mind. It just added to the mystery. After 3 minutes of mind-blowing love, I knew my life had changed forever. I made a promise to him, then and there, that he could see the baby on the weekends.